Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
The Crossroads Diary, January 5th, 1968. January, a new year and a new event. A few days ago, after getting back from our New Year's Eve truce, there was a MedCap, capital M, capital E, capital D, capital C, capital A, capital P. A MedCap is a medical civic action program operation. Various doctors go out with the boats to a village and provide medical services for the citizens. On the 3rd of January, a bunch of newsmen came out to see that ugly packed V. I seriously doubt they will decide to come out again since the packed V was shot at by the VC. Yesterday, another senator showed up, but this time I can easily remember his name. He's related to our previous president, John F. Kennedy. It's kind of fun to watch the faces of visitors as they see our lifestyle and environment. It was not fun to do what we had to do today. About sunrise, we took off to try to locate a downed airplane. We did find it and had to provide security for it as the bodies and aircraft were recovered. Maybe tomorrow will be a better day. A bottle of booze would help.
Mm-hmm. So, going out on some humanitarian missions.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good to hear. I mean, that's something I don't think we hear a lot about when it comes to Vietnam.
Yeah, I don't think it happened before Vietnam. I do know that Afghan and Iraq and Iran, it happened some. But in Vietnam, down in the Delta, the south of the south, it happened quite a bit. Oh, it was a regular event, and it was wonderful.
Good.
Patching people up, giving them medications, taking care of teeth, mouth issues.
Mm.
Yeah, it was really slick that they did it.
Good. And then you also kind of mentioned the faces of the visitors. So when you have politicians and government officials that come, I mean, yeah. What are their faces like? Now, what are they noticing?
Doing a little bit of backtracking, this unit just was activated in, really mid-67, so this is early 68. So it was just becoming known about. And so a whole bunch of people started to come out to see us, and they quit coming.
Mm-hmm.
Within about 4 weeks, that was the last of our visitors because nobody wanted to go to where we were at and deal with what we were dealing with.
Yeah.
We stopped seeing government officials. Even the news media didn't show up much anymore.
Right.
So it was a different world,
yes,
for them even. Well, January 6th is about to come up with a letter home.
January 6th, mail call. Dear family, hiya. Well, today will be a slow day for once. We got back from an operation yesterday and will be going out again early tomorrow morning, but our boat is all ready to go, so it will give the crew a little free time. We got paid Tuesday when we were in for the day. It was paid $141, but only drew $20. I want to save my money, you know. I have a plan. If you would, could you open a savings account in somebody's name of y'all, so you draw money when I wanted you to? Come to think of it, although I have no money in the savings account I opened at Sterling's, I wonder if it still isn't good. Father, could you check with Miss V and C, and if it is good, send me some deposit slips and booklet so I could send money to it. Or if it isn't good, open an account and I will send you money orders to be put into it. I don't like the idea of leaving money on the books because the Navy has a bad habit of messing things up. Say, when I got paid, there was also a lot of mail for me that day. It sure made me feel good. I need to do a lot of writing today. Say, if you ever send me a package, could you include some writing materials like paper, pens, and envelope? Because I never seem to have a chance to get them around here. Also, a couple bars of soap and maybe some cheap washcloths would be nice. It isn't that they aren't available, but there isn't the time when the store is open. I can't think of much more to write about, so I guess I'll quit for now. Love, Tom.
I see a lot of differences between what is occurring around me and what I'm writing home.
Mm. What are some of those things?
Well, notice I didn't say anything about what happened with the senators.
Right.
I didn't mention anything about all the shooting going on New Year's Eve or...
Right. Not really reporting any event.
Right.
It's just kind of the right here, right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you made $141 in how much time?
That included combat pay. So we got paid extra for being in combat.
Okay. So $141. So were you paid like on the 1st and 15th like it is?
I think typically it was be the 1st. They only paid once a month in those days.
Okay.
So here it is the 6th. And yeah, it would have been, should have been the 1st, but they had to come find us.
Okay. So $141 for the month with combat pay.
Yes. And I only drew 20.
And you would drew 20. Well, you know, what are you going to spend
on? Things were cheaper then. But,
right, right.
But there was no place to spend it either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it certainly was part of life.
Yes. You had also mentioned that you received a lot of mail and it made you feel good. I'm glad you expressed that to your family, that you did share that part. Because a lot of people, when it comes to their loved ones who are overseas, it's hard to know what you can do to help. I feel like that's kind of the case with many different crazy circumstances. People are like, you know, well, what can I do? What can I do to help? And it's hard to say, here's what I need in those moments. But you did. You know, yeah. You really were able to express what you really wanted and what your heart's desire was and what made you feel good. That's very important. I'm glad you kind of had that attitude or that foresight to share with your family.
I can also recall what I was thinking that was beyond what I was writing.
Yeah.
It was, now I have to write letters back. And it was not a happy attitude. Mm. But I think most of the time I did.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time.
Right. To receive really was the important part.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before.
Right.
And it's critical.
Yeah.
They need to know that life is still going on.
Yes.
That things are happening. And they want to know what's happening.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, we're going to learn about Gomer in the next time around.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center on Facebook.